The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to the district of Tyre, and he entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon, a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and she fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." He said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And when the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed. The demon was gone. The Gospel of the Lord. Who is in fifth grade? We're in fifth grade.
That way. Okay. So, when I was in fifth grade, St. Teresa, where I went to the grade school, we built a new addition to school. And it was important because it was supposed to be in the middle school, which meant my class was the first class that got to be in the new middle school for the whole time we were there. And I left a lasting mark on St. Teresa Middle School. I know this because my sister, years later, wound up teaching in the same classroom where this happened, and the mark is still there, right on the wall. So, my cousin Steve and I were in the same class, and it was English, language arts, we were in language arts, and we were in the room, and the teacher had, this will probably be a little more familiar to the grown-ups, but bean bags and stuff, we had comfy chairs right on the floor for free reading time. And my cousin Steve, he was not as well behaved as I was. I was a pretty good kid. Steve was not. And he also was not especially bright. And so he had a paper clip that he was using as his bookmark. And one of the other guys was sitting there, dared him to put the paper clip in the light socket. Are we supposed to put paper clips in light sockets? No, we are not supposed to put paper clips in light sockets. What happens if you put a paper clip in a light socket? Anyone know? Yeah. What's that? Yes, you get shocked and the light socket blows out, so it's not good for anyone. But it was double bad for my cousin Steve, because remember, I said he was using the paper clip as a bookmark. So the paper clip was still on the book when he put it in the light socket and the book opened. We had a fire, a copy of Anne Frank that was now on fire in the back of the classroom. So the teacher hollered, grabbed the garbage tin, and put the thing out, and then she grabbed both Steve and I and pulled us out of the hallway. And we had to work all summer to earn enough money to pay back replacing that light socket, which still never really worked. But when I asked Mrs. Thompson, the teacher, took us out and punished us both, why I was in trouble, since I hadn't done anything wrong. You know what her answer was? You didn't stop. You could have stopped. You knew better, and you knew exactly what was going down, and you did not stop them from doing it. And that makes you just as guilty. See, the move here is that our friends, the people we surround ourselves with, they can make or break us. They can help make us better and build us up into the leaders that God wants us to be. Or they can tear us down and get us to do things that we know we shouldn't do and make us less than we already are. That's what the story in that first reading is all about. King Solomon surrounded himself with a lot of people that were not good for him. In fact, they were really bad for him. There were things that he liked about them. They were pretty, they were popular, they got him good stuff. But ultimately, they were bad for him because they drug him down. They helped him to keep making bad and worse decisions. And as that happened, he became less of a good leader for his people, and so it wasn't just bad for she was sold into slavery. She was from Africa. She was sold into slavery as a little girl, younger than some of you that are here. And the first master that she had was a real bad guy. And he treated her very, very badly, and he treated the other slaves very, very badly. And you know what happens when you treat people badly? They act bad. If you're mean to people, they tend to be mean back. And so she became really badly behaved and really mean to other people and kind of surly. Then a whole bunch of things happened that made it so she wasn't a slave anymore, and she moved into a different person's house. And that man and his wife were very, very kind. Very, very generous. They were really devout people, they were prayerful people, but they didn't, you know, force her to pray every day or something. She was still really rowdy and in trouble a lot. But they just kept doing what they would do and kept being kind to her. And they did that over and over and over again for years. And you know what happened? Her behavior changed. She turned into a different kid. She became a different kind of a person than she had before. And ultimately, she asked permission to leave so that she could go join the convent and become a nun. She became the absolute best version of herself. She became a better version of her than the old her could ever have imagined. Next week, the church starts Lent. Lent's a time when we all try and be better versions of ourselves. And some of you might be having trouble right now with your friends. You might have friends that are tearing you down rather than building you up. Give them up for Lent. Or better, be kind. Be generous. Be for them and to them what they can't manage to be you. And then God, who wants to make you into the best version of you, through you will make them the best version of themselves. And that's something we can all
celebrate. All right, let's have our prayers come up. And everybody else stand for the intercessions.
For hope, give the Pope Francis, bishops and archbishops, and priests and all leaders of the church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our present, all leaders in government and the world leader, may they work together to do what the best for the world and make decisions that lead to having lasting peace throughout the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Chin priest Paris and St. Fred's School, that we may grow in faith and love as brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our benefactors, especially the people of Christ the King parish, may they know the depth of gratitude we have for them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the special intentions and for Ray Cabrera, for whom this mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Christ the King School, let us pray the memorare.
Remember our most gracious Virgin Mary, that never